A beautiful preparation for Pentecost this Sunday to read John 17 and pray with it. We'll be reading it this week, but to pray with what's called Jesus' high priestly prayer. The words I want to focus on today are, I pray for them. Jesus prays for you. I hope that's very comforting. Jesus prays for you. And in a sense, when we come to pray, it's not just us way down here throwing up prayers to God, hoping that he hears them. But even more so now, right here, he's at the Last Supper with his disciples, but even more so now, as he's seated at the right hand of the Father, as Hebrews says, constantly interceding for us, when we pray to God, it's like we're praying through Jesus. Have you ever noticed that all of our prayers at the beginning of Mass end with, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, right? Through Jesus. And so we should be so filled with confidence that when we pray, whether it's for ourselves, whether it's for somebody else, Jesus is praying with us and for us. And so receive the hope and the confidence that comes from that reality.